pre-conference, if not formally conference, the Farm Bill to come back in September and get it done. That was prior to one more roadblock that the majority leader, Eric Cantor, has put in our way to get this done. And so now that he's come forward with a nutrition title that will cut $40 billion and have additional riders on it that are really appalling, we are in a situation where we can't negotiate because we don't know what the parameters of the bill are going to be. So it's now put us in another situation where it's going to make it harder to get a farm bill done. I know that the majority floor leader in the House does not want a farm bill. He's made it clear from the beginning with everything he's done. I do feel that the Speaker would like to get this done. I certainly know that the leaders, Chairman Lucas and Ranking Member Peterson would like to get this done, but, you know, with what is actually happening in the House, I am very concerned at this point. The House is in session for nine days in September, and so the clock is running, and, you know, it's running out on us in terms of a five-year comprehensive farm bill that will make sure our farmers and ranchers have the risk management tools they need and the policy they need so they can make decisions for the long run. It's running out on what we need to do in reform and deficit reduction and a whole range of things. So, you know, I am a person who continues to push forward and will continue to push forward and look for every opportunity to get this done. But certainly the House leadership, particularly the majority floor leader, makes it very, very difficult. I also am very concerned at this point that it will be difficult to get an extension, and certainly there are those in the U.S. Senate, and I know there are those in the House as well, that will strongly fight any extension that includes direct payments. In fact, later today, Senator Flake and I will be doing a colloquy on direct payments where he has indicated a very strong position of fighting any extension that includes direct payments. And so I think that, you know, this is a ticking time bomb here waiting to go off, and it makes no sense. We ought to care about the 16 million people that work in rural America, in agriculture, in the food industry. Rural America is very important. The biggest jobs bill we will pass this year or next will be the Farm Bill. It makes no sense to continue to see the political gamesmanship that is going on, that is blocking us from being able to get this done. So I'm going to continue to look for every door, every opening, every opportunity. I'll be working with colleagues, certainly in the House and the Senate and both sides of the aisle, but somebody's got to get serious about wanting to get a farm bill done.